Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Welcome to Voices of the Elephant. My name is Cal Evans, and we're here at ZenCon 2013. And I'm here with Jeff Carruth. He's one of the leaders of BCS PHP. Did I get that right?
Yeah, that's right.
There's a lot of letters in there.
Yes, there are.
And we were just having one of these conversations, because anytime you go to a PHP conference, some of the most interesting sessions are in the hallway track. And Jeff and I were talking with a couple other people about open spaces and UNCON sessions and stuff like that. And Jeff, you had some interesting thoughts on that and how conferences could benefit. So I'm just going to let you talk. Go ahead and tell us your ideas.
Okay, yeah, cool. So like I was saying, my interest is mostly in the idea of open spaces and how we can make presenting topics or talking about topics or fostering conversations really a little more accessible to people who may not be quite comfortable with preparing slide decks and getting up there and giving a full-on presentation. And so I was talking about an experience I had helping organize HTML5 Texas, where we had Alan Stevens from Nashville, Tennessee. Woo-hoo. He was our facilitator for Open Spaces, and the concept is kind of simple, but it's you set up spaces that people can talk. So generally, you will organize chairs around in a circle, around an easel or a dry erase board or that sort of thing, and just tell people they can say they're going to talk about something, have a discussion, and then anyone who wants to join can come in and join the conversation. When the conversation starts, it starts. When it ends, it ends. So it's a very powerful very powerful tool to get people talking about topics that may not get approached in a normal conference setting. But I think the most powerful aspect of it is the hallway track in a more organized fashion. Mm-hmm. So an example of this would be at HTML5 Texas last year, we had a group of presenters that was giving a talk on what higher education is doing with HTML5 and web technologies in their curriculum right now. And there was a gentleman who stood up and said he wanted to give an open space on why education isn't necessary for our field, or why education is not appropriate, or you don't really need to have an education or a formal education to be a developer. And so after he said that, the speaker who was going to present about what they're doing in higher education stood up and said he would like to join that discussion. And so they had a very lively talk of about 50 people around a circle having a discussion about the merits and the reasons you wouldn't need education. And so they, at the end of the day, obviously no one really changed their mind, I don't think, either of those two presenters, but for the most part, it was a great, healthy conversation. A lot of people got their input, and people who normally didn't have an opportunity or wouldn't have spoken up, so even people that I knew that were afraid to ask questions at a user group, for example, they were in that discussion. They were in there voicing their opinion and being able to get out there and say what they thought, and I think that's a really powerful thing. So that's something that I would love to see at future conferences. I love UNCONs. UNCONs are great. It's a great place to get up and give a presentation, but I think another powerful thing would be to add the concept of open spaces.
Well, contrast for us an open space versus an UNCON.
Okay, yeah, so typically what I've experienced is an UNCON is generally set up as the forgotten conference track, I guess you could say. It's where you've got projectors available, you've got rooms set up where there's tables in rows and they're facing a projector. So it's really set up as a presentation. So it's more of a speaker giving a presentation. I mean, you could kind of hack that and have a conversation, but contrast a presentation room where you've got rows of chairs facing a central point where there's a screen most likely. Contrast that with a room full of circles. So small circles of five chairs and an easel. So there's a flipboard up there with dry erase markers. So anyone can come and join the circle. You can add chairs or subtract chairs from the group to make it more inviting. People walk into a room and there's five circles set up, five easels, five conversations going on. Anyone can join, get up, and move around as they please or as makes sense to them. So the conversation is kind of, it's grown organically. So it's something that's not really someone speaking to you. It's more everyone collaborating to come up with a sort of presentation or sort of discussion. And I think probably the most powerful thing that I got out of out of the idea of open spaces is sometimes people would hold an open space about something that they knew nothing about, something they wanted to learn. So if I was new to the idea of using PHP, for example, mm-hmm. I could say, I want to hold an open space on getting started with PHP. So maybe that's not a topic that anyone wants to really broach in a presentation style, but having a conversation about it, talking about the tools or how to get started or whether you want to use Vagrant or whatever, all of those topics could easily be approached in a 20-minute conversation in a circle with a bunch of people's input. So I think that's kind of the main difference is conversation versus presentation.
Interesting. Well, Jeff, I appreciate you taking the time. Now, we mentioned your user group at the beginning, but why don't you give us the name of your group and the URL and a couple details about your group so that those listening, if they're in the area, can attend.
Okay, sure. So I am co-organizer of the BCS PHP user group, which is in Bryan College Station, Texas, College Station home of Texas A&M Aggies. Whoop. I am the co-organizer. It's probably, I think there's 60-some-odd people. We're on meetup.com/BCSPHP, and we meet about once a month and on various topics. So we kind of use it as a general web technologies meetup sometimes, mm-hmm. but our main focus is on PHP-related technologies.
Okay, and the URL?
BCSPHP.org.
Okay. Well, Jeff, I do appreciate you taking the time to be with us on Voices of the Elephant today.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.